The Thrilling Avenger Hour, A Party to Heroism, by Steph with one F. Read by Elaine of Shalott as Hal.
Ethel as Sadie.
Schmaler as Frank.
Forzandopod as Steve Rogers.
Ink Junket as Coulson.
Rena Jenkins as Tony Stark.
And Winged Words as Clint Barton.
The Work Juice Corporation and Patriot Brand Cigarettes are proud to present the following tales of worlds colliding. This special limited series is presented in four parts. In our first installment, we find ourselves in a familiar penthouse, high above the streets of Manhattan, where old friends and new have assembled.
You know, I adore you, Sadie, but I wish you wouldn't drag me to these parties. The strangers, the forced small talk, the having to leave my home.
Frank, darling, you are home. This is our party, and it's only full of strangers because you have as yet refused to even make the smallest of talks.
Hello, welcome to my home. I hope you're enjoying yourself, drinking my liquor, and keeping me from spending time with my wonderful wife.
So far, I've spent my whole evening trying to coax you from this corner.
Well, good. You know how I feel about sharing you.
The same way I do with you. Only with previously agreed upon parties under previously agreed upon conditions.
Precisely so. And what about the liquor?
They're drinking the guest liquor, Frank. Who do you think you married?
You're right. I'm sorry I doubted you. What do you say we get out of this corner and join the party proper? May I escort you to the bar?
That bar in that corner over there?
The very same.
What can I get you?
Two glasses, please. Filled with liquor, if you could be a lamb.
Any particular kind?
Whatever's closest to your hand.
Surprise us!
I'm impressed with your commitment.
Sadie, look sharp.
I always do.
I'm about to engage in idle chatter with this man.
Well, he was kind enough to prompt you with an incredibly vague utterance.
Here goes. Deploying clarifying question. Our commitment, you say?
Yes, to... You know what? It was so long ago, I don't remember. Surprises? Tall glasses of unspecified brown liquor?
Oh, both!
Well, it was nice talking to you.
You're neither of you great at the small talk, and yet I'm still charmed. What's that about?
We do have that effect on people.
Sometimes it's people.
Phil Coulson. Person.
Frank Doyle, and this is my enchanting wife, Sadie.
The Doyles, of course.
Welcome to our home, Mr. Coulson. And how do we know you?
I introduced myself a minute ago.
She means, why did we invite you?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. You didn't invite me, my boss was going to attend. He got hung up doing a thing in Detroit. Couldn't make it.
And your boss?
You may not know him either. He was actually going to attend as someone else's guest.
As my guest. Hi. Hello. Tony Stark.
Sadie, do we know a Tony Stark?
We haven't met, which is a damn shame. You two cut a fine figure couple-wise. It's just, if there's a party in a penthouse in a major American city, it's entirely reasonable that I would be on the guest list.
He means he's rich.
Also famous. You might be more familiar with me as Iron Man.
Sadie, do we know an Iron Man?
Oh, Frank, you remember hearing about him? All that kerfluffle downtown last year.
You saw that, huh?
No, heavens no. But the boy who brings us our liquor, he told us all about it.
That's right. Sounded like quite an affair.
It went down blocks. Literal blocks from here. You're telling me aliens invaded and you didn't notice?
We have curtains, Mr. Stark.
And a deep desire to avoid paying attention to anything outside them.
We also have liquor.
And each other.
Tony, these are the Doyles. You remember about the Doyles?
Ah. Did you give him the spiel?
Haven't gotten to it.
You should. I like him. They should meet Steve.
Steve?
Hey, Steve! Steve's my guest. You're gonna love him.
Mr. Coulson, I thought you were Mr. Stark's guest.
Please, call me Phil.
Director Fury was going to come, but that was a Detroit thing.
Director?
So I brought Phil. Not really as my guest, though.
Sadie, did we invite anyone to this party on purpose?
Hello, everyone.
Frank and Sadie Doyle, this is Steve Rogers.
Sir, ma'am, you have a lovely home.
Well, Aren't you just a tall glass of whatever it is they serve Marines?
I was Army, ma'am.
Pardon?
Do they not?
Never heard of us.
Impressive. And strangely refreshing. Agent Coulson, you give them the song and dance yet?
Not just yet.
Agent?
Whatever this guy tells you, hear him out. We'd love to have you.
Sadie, do you know what I love most about our new friends?
Is it how confusing they are?
It is!
Well, enjoy the party. It really was lovely to meet you all.
We're actually only here to talk to you. Both of you. We have a proposition.
Flattered.
Interested.
We do have some conditions to be agreed upon.
Oh.
No.
Well...
No.
We are part of an organization that takes care of issues that arise for which traditional law enforcement is unprepared.
The aforementioned aliens?
Monsters. Cursed artifacts. Sometimes there are gods.
But we have one of those too, so it's okay. Also, and this is clutch, we have other superheroes.
We know you have some experience in areas of the inexplicable. We'd like to have you come in from time to time as consultants.
So if there's something your god friend or your metal suit man or whoever this tall, broad-shouldered muscle guy is when he's not being Steve...
Captain America, sir.
Fine, sure, Captain... I have heard of you.
I know, right?
Oh, darling, you were saying something the superheroes can't handle?
Right. Then it's somehow Frank and Sadie save the day?
Oh, but I love Frank and Sadie save the day.
We believe you could be valuable assets.
I can't imagine a single situation in which we, or even others from, let's say, one or two different genres, would be able to help.
You don't have to imagine. We've prepared scenarios for your review.
How kind of you! So kind, and not at all suggesting the worst party game I've ever heard.
Look, we'd love to pretend to be interested in your presentation, but we are hosting a party. We have guests.
Do you know?
With all due respect, Mr. Doyle, we are literally the only people in this apartment.
Sadie Love, quick question. Do you remember deciding to throw a party?
Not as such, no.
Follow-up question. Why did we not find it strange when a sparsely attended party just suddenly happened in our apartment?
Well, I'm not sure. We came out of the other room and there was a party, so I thought, oh, how lovely, we're having a party.
And if I may just say, I have had a wonderful time.
Goodness, Frank, they're right. It's just us. Oh, wait, no, the bartender.
He's ours.
Clint Barton, Hawkeye.
Ooh, another one.
Ugh, another one.
Why don't we all have a seat? Agent Barton, if you could refill their glasses.
You know, I'm starting to come around on you, Hawkeye.
It's Hawk. It's not important.
Let's begin.
Stay tuned for the next installment of the thrilling Avenger Hour, A Fistful of Arrows.